thanks for tuning in to another episode of Friday's Fresh Fragrance. Today's fragrant, intentional living. Ephesians 5:15 says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise." Here we see Paul's writing to the children of Ephesus to be careful. He wanted them to be careful in how they live. And I believe God is writing on our hearts today for us to be intentional. So yes, what does intentional look like? I believe it looks like us purposely making the right choice, even when it may not be the most popular one. And doing what Jesus would do, even when we speak to people, we speak to them in the manner that Jesus would speak to them. When we do things, we act out situations, we act in the manner that Jesus would. So it's being intentional in every aspect of our lives. And as we walk out the Christian life, we must walk it out with wisdom. Walking in wisdom is something that it helps change our lives, and it helps us to respond to people and circumstances the way God would respond to them. We have to be intentional everywhere we go, in our homes, in our workplaces, at the gym, the church, the grocery store, just wherever we go, we must on a daily basis try to walk intentional and do the things as God would do them. Jesus was very intentional in his walk. And since he lived this earth before we did, I think we should give up our ways and pick up his ways. I think we should be intentional about giving up our hearts and pick up his heart. Jeremiah 5:1 says, "Go up and down the streets of Jerusalem." And it says, "Look around and consider, search through the squares and see if you can find one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, and I'll forgive the city." I truly believe that 2020 brought some good things and it brought some bad things. And it caused some of us to really think about and reevaluate our lives, and we want to move forward differently. Jesus is calling us to be intentional about dealing with honesty and seeking the truth in how we deal with people. Every day we are constantly making choices, and these choices should help us to walk a better life with Christ. None of us are here by accident. We all have been purposed by God. God even told Jeremiah, "I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb." So he says that to each of us. He knows us, and he desires for us to be intentional about making a good life for ourselves. But not only that, he tells Jeremiah, "I know the plans I have for you." And since we have been in the first quarter of 21, knowing that we must be going through some things because of what happened in 20. 20 brought about some horrible things. It brought about calamity, death, and so much more. But since we're in the first quarter of 2021, this is a year that if you haven't, you can begin to walk comfortably moving forward and with confidence, knowing that God was intentional about making you. He was intentional about bringing you into this world. And for this is a time and a space that we can remember that God knows the plans for each of our lives. And so as we be intentional about moving forward, let's move forward with confidence that God is in total control of everything that we go through in this life. Father, thank you for being intentional when you created us. Help us to live intentional daily as we continue to serve the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. As always, be blessed and be a blessing.